www.harunyahya.com. It is revealed in the verses of the Quran and the Hadith that the moral values and virtues of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, will rule the world. Allah reveals in the noble Quran that He will cause the moral values of the Quran to rule the world, that He will bestow power, dominion, strength, and superiority on His true servants, that after a life full of troubles and oppression, Muslims will be granted ease. Allah has promised those of you who believe and do right actions that He will make them successors in the land, as He made those before them successors, and will firmly establish for them their religion, with which He is pleased, and give them, in place of their fear, security. Surah An-Nur 55. Their Lord revealed to them, "We will leave you the land to live in after them. That is the reward of those who fear My station and fear My threat." They asked for Allah's victory, and every obdurate tyrant failed. Surah Ibrahim 14:15. When Allah's help and victory have arrived, and you have seen people entering Allah's religion in droves, then glorify your Lord's praise and ask His forgiveness. He is the ever-returning. Surah An-Nasr 1-3. In the Hadith transmitted from the Prophet, peace be upon him, we are told that Hazrat Mahdi alayhis-salam will appear in the Hijri 1400 and will cause the moral values of Islam to rule the world. There will be a glorious climate in his day in which peace, calm, justice, sovereignty, plenty, well-being and happiness prevail across the world. Some of the Hadith transmitted from our Prophet, peace be upon him, concerning the time of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, read as follows. People will gather around Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, in the year 1400. Miqdad ibn al-Aswad says, "I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, say, there will be nowhere that Islam has not entered, not a house made out of mud, or a tent in the desert." Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam, Quranic sovereignty, the dominion of the Quranic moral values, will pervade the east and west of the earth. He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, will possess the earth and fill it with justice, just as it has been filled with oppression and corruption. So whoever reaches him ought to come and join him, even if crawling on the snow, since he is Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Below is the short biography of the great Sunni scholar Muhammad ibn Abdul Rasul al-Barzanji. He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, will fill the world that is full of oppression and evils with justice and mercy. His, Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam, justice will cover all places, and he will rule among people with the Sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He will fill the earth with truth and justice, just as it is now filled with cruelty and torture. His, Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam, justice will be as such that he will not wake a sleeping person, or even shed one drop of blood. Like the cup fills with water, so will earth fill with peace. There will be no enmity left between any people. All hostility, fighting, and envy will disappear. Once the earth is full of cruelty and enmity, one, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, from my Ahl al-Bayt will emerge. He will fill the earth with justice, just as it was previously filled with oppression and enmity. Security will permeate all over earth, and even a few women will be able to fulfill their Hajj without the company of men. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will emerge from my community. Almighty Allah will send him to make people rich. My community will be blessed in that time. Animals will live in plenty, and the earth will give forth many goods. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will justly distribute many, many goods among people. He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, will generously distribute goods among people, without weighing or counting them. Due to the prevailing abundance, none will accept them. If, however, there is still anyone who denies that the moral values of Islam will rule the world in this century, despite the verses of the Quran and the Hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him, in which Allah reveals his promise, then that person has to prove his logic, which is the reason for his denial. To Muslims using verses and trustworthy hadiths in the same way, he would have to explain to Muslims why Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam would not be instrumental in the global dominion of Islamic moral values in this century, and why they should abandon any such hopes using clear evidence and any accessible and uncomplicated language, as well as the trustworthy hadiths narrated from the Prophet, peace be upon him. But if he says Islamic moral values will prevail this century, then he must also say there must be someone who will cause the moral values of Islam to rule the world, and that is the great Mahdi alayhi salam of the end times, who will appear in Hijri 1400. There is no doubt that as Allah foretells in his verses, and as the Prophet, peace be upon him, explicitly states in the hadiths, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be instrumental in the rule of Islamic moral values by Allah's leave, no matter how much some people with evil intentions may seek to conceal, cover up, or prevent this, their devilish efforts will serve no purpose. Nobody will ever be able to interfere with the law of Allah, and in the same way that a saintly figure, a guide, came in previous centuries to pure the religion of subsequent innovations, so Allah had given that duty to Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam in this century, and by his leave, he will perform this great task of the end times. They desire to extinguish Allah's light with their mouths, but Allah refuses to do other than to perfect his light, even though the unbelievers detest it. Surat At-Tawbah 32. www.harunyaha.com